All right, it is 34 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a beautiful day, and we've got Kathy Montaigne here in the studio from North Coast Children's Services, Pastels on the Plaza, coming up shortly. How you doing?
Great, great. Good to see you, Cliff.
Yeah, good having you in here. A little earlier than normal, which is good, because it gives time for us to get the word out and make sure you get all the artists and businesses paired up.
That's what we try to do, and we wanted to give people time this year because sometimes they say, oh, my God, it's already here.
Yeah.
So we thought, yeah, we need to get the word out a little earlier.
Yeah, so for folks, for some reason, who have been living in a hole in the ground for the past 27 years, why don't you explain what Pastels on the Plaza is?
It's the biggest art event on the North Coast. It's sidewalk art, and the way that it's sponsored is a business or a community organization will make a donation of $125 for a 3-foot canvas or $225 for a 6-footer, which is a very large piece of art. And then an artist will create art on the sidewalk with the business's name on that as well.
And sometimes it's one and the same. Sometimes you've got artists who happen to be in businesses, but oftentimes you just pair them up.
Right. We have artists who sign up, and we're so fortunate to have so many talented people on the North Coast. So we recruit artists as well as businesses, and we're like a dating service. We match them up, and then they create these incredible, incredible works of art. We also take a photograph, and of course, thousands of people, literally thousands of people come and look at the art that day and then over the next week or two.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, you know, everyone grew up drawing on the sidewalk. This is one of those things that's kind of in our DNA. We all have drawn on the sidewalk with chalk. And so this is like taking it to the next level. You've got all these wonderful artists who are doing this with pastels, which is chalk. It's just the higher end stuff.
And very vibrant colors.
Very yes. Vibrant colors. And it's always amazing, the various different pieces that you have. Some of them you could frame and put in a gallery if they weren't attached to a sidewalk.
And actually, I do have a McVicker that I did take a picture of and blow up because it was the first year of Pastels, and he did a beautiful scene of the plaza. And so that, yes, and we see them around town. Folks keep and collect their photographs, and then you see them displayed in their businesses. So
yeah.
It is temporary for that day, but through the magic of photography, you're able to keep your image.
That is right. And I, you know, Amy has always done the Kahum Square. She is an artist, and being one of the founding members of Kahum, she's mm-hmm. always done the Kahum Square. And I'll never forget the first one that she did was of our oldest boy, who at the time was like, you know, 4.
A baby.
And a picture of him in the forest. That was the first one. And Amy had never done the sidewalk art before. She was like, wow, that's a whole different skill set there.
It is, and it takes a while. It
takes a long time.
Especially for the large square that Kahum does. And so we suggest that people bring a friend to help them. And, of course, we provide the pastels and their extra colors for folks. Some people are inspired and know what they're going to do that day. Other people bring an image that they might have worked out beforehand. So it's just such a variety of approaches and techniques, and it makes for a really, really rich experience.
Usually Amy does some kind of nature scene, but I have no idea what she's going to be doing this year. I know you recorded the PSA at our house. Did she give you any idea what she had?
No, but I gave her some ideas. So we'll see what she comes up with there. Yeah, and that's part of the interesting part of the event, is that it has this element of surprise. And sometimes they're sort of trends that we see. And so we may see a lot of, you know, particular related scenes or images. And then sometimes they're just as varied as the folks on the square.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so much different. And one of the cool things is, you know, a lot of artists have kids as well. And takes hours to do it right. And you can bring your kids. And in the center of the plaza, you've got these little squares that are free for kids to play with.
Right, and kids help their parents fill in. The other thing is, of course, the farmer's market's happening that day.
Sure.
And there's music on the square. It's a really wonderful family day. And it's pretty much most of the morning, and then by middle of the afternoon, most of the artists are finished, and then people are coming to view the art. So it's a really wonderful day to come to Arcata and just experience the fall on the square.
And, of course, up at the Jacoby Storehouse in the Plaza View Room, there's a lunch for all the artists who have worked and slaved very hard. And I remember Amy used to take so long doing it that that Paul Rex would always make a plate for her and hold it because she would be done until like late in the afternoon.
Yes, because it takes a while.
And she's gotten more efficient over the years.
Well, you learn some techniques, yeah. Right? So that gets a little faster.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing, Amy, is bring knee pads or something to kneel on because you're going to be on your knees for hours and hours.
And a spray bottle of that. Bottle. That helps set that. We don't use any spray fixatives or anything
no,
toxic like that.
No, you can use
like
water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can
it's
use
all
that.
All water based.
Absolutely, and it is temporary. I mean, they only last for basically a weekend, and then they start to fade.
They start to fade. Yes, so it's that temporary art, but a lasting image.
But it's really remarkable how many people over the course of that weekend see it. Mm-hmm. Thousands, thousands and thousands.
Yeah, they come. Last year I went there on Sunday pretty early in the morning, and there were already a lot of people circling the square and ooing and awing. It's really nice to kind of be there and hear people's impressions.
Yeah.
And it's just very moving, some of the images. People have done things in memory of others, family members, and I think you did one time for your pet.
For our buck, our dog, yeah.
Right, and though I mean, that's a wonderful thing, and sometimes a family reunion did it last year, brought all their family members together and did it as a family event. So there's any number of ways. Give us a call at 822-7206, and we can reserve your space if you're a business, and we can sign you up as an artist. So let us know how we can help you, and we'll explain how it works and sign you up.
Now, with it being early this time that you're coming on, I assume there's still plenty of spaces available.
There are spaces available. Every year, we get a few more business sponsors, and so that's why we wanted to get the word out earlier. We don't want anyone who really wants to do it to be left out. Yes.
Now, it's still remarkably inexpensive.
It is for the amount of exposure and the event. It is. And so $125 is, when you think about print ad or that kind of thing, if you're a business, it's a very, very small amount of money. And, of course, the larger one is, $225, which is still
very inexpensive.
And it's a donation. And we, there's really no additional cost other than that to the business.
So not only is it good exposure for the business, but it's the fundraiser for North Coast Children's Services. And let's quickly touch on what your organization does.
We're providing child care and family services to children from birth to age 5. So those early important years when children are brains are developing, and the more we can work with younger children, the more successful they're going to be. So over every community in Humboldt and Delmar County, you'll find a North Coast Children's Services program, and this helps support those programs.
Well, you guys do great stuff in the community, and we appreciate that. And best of luck with the upcoming Pastels on the Plaza.
Thank you, and we'll see you there.